I demand my saucy nugs. A lot of people mispronounce the way we say the names of cities.
These are weird pronunciations.
Yeah, we sometimes, you know, we don't pronounce things like a lot of other people do.
Demumbrian.
Uh-huh.
Looks like Demonbrian.
Yeah.
Demonbron.
Totally get how that
yeah,
would be.
Somebody, yeah, somebody, yeah. Even like the GPS confused. Will get that wrong.
Yeah, oh,
turn
yeah.
left on Demonbron.
But we do say things strangely.
Yeah, we do.
Like Lebanon. I'm saying it wrong when I say Lebanon.
Yeah, yeah. People that come to town say Lebanon, like the country, because
mm-hmm.
that's how it's spelled.
Pronounced Lebanon.
Yeah.
Lebanon. If you live here, it's Lebanon.
Lebanon. Yeah. Yeah.
Smyrna. And I got to say, when I hear certain locals say it a certain way, I kind of cringe just a little bit.
When they say Smyrna?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was that until I saw.
Where are you getting that from?
Yeah.
Also, you can tell like a commercial for a store, like, you know, hey, the brand new Sprouts supermarket is opening up in Mount Juliet, Tennessee.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Makes
yeah.
perfect sense.
That's how they're supposed to say it, but that's not how we say it.
Mm-mm.
Mount Juliet.
Juliet.
Yeah. That and it's MT, not Mount.
Right.
So
don't
it's
spell
written.
It out.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the country would say Lafayette Street.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's Lafayette.
Lafayette, yeah.
That one drives me crazy.
Me
yeah.
too.
That it took me years to get over that.
I don't say it. I just avoid it.
I refuse.
Yeah, it's one of those things like I had to fight it for a long time. I've lived here over 25 years, and all this stuff seems normal, but I do remember my reactions when I first moved here.
Mm-hmm.
Allison said the pronunciations of Lebanon and Lafayette are the ones that drive her the most crazy.
Yeah.
Yep.
What is it for you?
I think it's everything is vol, you know, like Shelbyville.
Vol. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Like V-U-L. Vol.
It's like vol. They try and scrunch the yeah. words together.
Yeah. A lot of people say Nashville.
Yeah.
Nashville.
There's a county, and I'll just spell it out. And this is after 25 years. I'm not sure how to say it. Maury.
It's supposed to be Maury.
Yeah.
But it's, a lot of people say Maury County.
Yeah.
I just went to like a Facebook thing of one of their, I don't know, county councils where all like the leaders of that county.
Uh-huh.
And they said Maury.
Maury. Maury
Ooh,
County. Yeah.
That's not how. No.
And I was is
it should be Maury.
Maury?
Yeah.
Maury is how it's spelled.
I also don't appreciate Murfreesboro when they say like Murfreesboro.
Well, it is Murfreesboro.
I know, but you don't say the R in it.
Yeah, you do.
It's kind of like February. You don't say yeah. the R in
yeah.
there.
No.
February.
I live in Murfreesboro.
Yeah. Like,
we say it correctly. You outsiders don't say it right.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
As things are getting more and more expensive, remember years ago when we thought, what, a six-year car loan? That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But now it's pretty average or even less.
Yeah.
The president is floating the idea about having a 50-year mortgage.
Yeah.
So you die before you pay uh-huh. off the house.
So you leave your family, your house, and also crushing debt.
Yeah.
I saw a thing for like a $400,000 house
yeah.
that your payment would only go down. It'd be like $2,200, a 30-year loan, but a 50-year loan would only make it like $2,100.
Oh, yeah, because yeah. you're paying so much interest. Yeah.
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 Oh, my God. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So the Italian pasta that you love may no longer be available.
What?
Apparently, tariffs and special tariffs are being put onto Italian pasta.
No.
At 107%.
Whoa.
Really?
Some of the pasta makers in Italy are saying it may not be financially sensible to export to the United States
yeah.
if that continues.
Do we have to make our own now?
We have to make our own lousy American mushy pasta.
Wow.
I think it's kind of a threat, though. I think that just they'll stay.
Yeah.
They'll
yeah.
stick around.
Yeah.
Hope so.
I'd say start stockpiling.
And your barilla.
Well, there's a couple spots around town that are offering some special deals for veterans on Veterans Day, like the Pancake Pantry, the zoo, the Country Music Hall of Fame. There's a whole list of them. I have it posted on the Totally Hits Facebook page. So go check it out if you're a veteran and score some deals. You deserve it.
Yeah, that's right. No kidding.
Thank you for your service.
Yep. No kidding.
It shouldn't be this cold.
I guess it's supposed to get warming up by the end of the week. It'll be back in the 70s.
I hope so.
So it's been one of those weird things.
Yeah.
I was out yesterday and I had to take the license plate off of my old car.
Uh-huh.
Right? So I was at the collision shop where it got totaled, and they gave me a screwdriver to, you know, get the little bolts off so I could get the plate. My hands were so cold.
Yeah.
It was snowing while I was doing it yesterday.
And it's not the time of the year where you think about packing gloves and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah. There was a guy that was there who worked there, and he helped me get the plate off because the screws were kind of stripped. And I said, oh, thanks a lot. You know, like, oh, my hands are so cold. And he goes, oh, it's not that cold. I grew up in New England. I said, I grew up in Buffalo.
Yeah.
It doesn't make my hands not cold.
No,
right
I hate
now.
When people do that. I hate it.
I'm used to this cold.
Yeah.
No, like, no, you're not.
Yeah, it was 70 degrees the other day, and now it's 30. Like, you're not used to it.
Yeah. I know. It doesn't help. No. It's kind of like this episode you said, like, oh, you know, you're really tired, and they say, oh, yeah, well, I got up at 4 a.m. Well, guess what? I'm still tired.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for you.
Good for you. Cool story, bro.
Yeah. I love that people have been making the joke, like, the temperatures dropped so fast, it's like it saw a state trooper went from 70 to 25.
Yeah. Gina, your husband is mad at you.
Well, he put me on blast yesterday because I've told him we can't decorate for Christmas until after Thanksgiving.
Like, that's your hard, fast rule.
It's my rule. I have told him, I was like, listen, when we have kids and stuff, you can decorate their rooms. You can put trees in there whatever time of year you want.
Yeah.
But as far as the rest of the house, we will decorate after the day after Thanksgiving. He's very bummed out. Christmas is his favorite holiday. It's like his thing. But he's like a Grinch during Halloween. So like, it's okay if we wait a little bit longer.
He hates Halloween, but loves Christmas.
Yeah. Which, okay, whatever. So, and I mean, I love Christmas too, but like Thanksgiving needs its moment as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was snowing yesterday, and I must admit, you know, it got me in the Christmas feels too.
Sure.
It's been cold, like it looks more wintry. So I was close to caving, but I didn't. But yeah, he put me on blast and was like, my wife won't let me decorate for Christmas. Like,
is he just looking for sympathy, or hoping that that you'll relent and give in and say,
right,
oh, you can decorate early?
I think he knows I won't relent on it.
Mm.
And I told him too. I was like, you can.
Venting.
Yeah. I was like, you can go put the Christmas lights up if you want outside.
Oh, so, like, yeah. Go do the hard thing.
Yeah. And he's like, maybe I'll do it when it warms up.
Yeah. Snow it outside.
Yeah. And so I'm like, he doesn't even, the only thing he decorates is the tree. So that's what he wants up. I'm like, we can't have a Christmas tree out for Thanksgiving dinner, you know? Like, we're having my parents over and stuff. No. Thanksgiving needs its own moment. All of my friends, everybody was Team Landon. Fine, whatever. I don't care. I'm not changing my mind.
Well, if you would like some, on this Veterans Day.
Yes.
If you would like backup from the United States military.
Please, yes. Bring the troops.
There's a Tyndall Air Force Base in Florida.
Okay.
Apparently, there's a, you know, like, there's housing there.
Mm-hmm.
They have a rule. They've told everybody that they have to take down any early Christmas decorations that they might have up now because they're not allowed up till after Thanksgiving.
Wow. Right.
So if your rule is good enough for the United States military, it's good enough for your husband.
That's right. I run a tight ship.
USA! USA!
You're in the Air Force. Yeah.
Totally Hits 93.3. Ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you as always by Tree Fellers. You have some pesky trees you want gone. Contact Tree Fellers. You can find them online at localtreefellers.com. All right, for the ladies, we have Megan in McMinnville. For the guys, we have Doug in Murfreesboro. Hey there, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good luck to both of you.
So let's get to know you a little bit. Megan, what movie makes you happy?
I'm going to go with Grease because the entire family gets involved and even the kids start singing it.
It's the word.
That's right. Yeah.
It is.
Gina's fist bumping because she loves Grease and Grease too.
That's right. What about you, Doug? What movie makes you happy?
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Ah, sweet.
Love that movie. So funny.
It makes no sense, but I love it.
None.
All right, let's get to it. You each have a screw you can use.
All right, Megan, multiple choice. is a turnbuckle. Is a turnbuckle something you'd find in a boxing ring, on a racetrack, or in a baseball dugout?
Baseball dugout.
No. Boxing ring. It's those things, okay. The poles in between.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Doug, was Luke's Diner the favorite hangout on Friends, 90210, or the Gilmore Girls?
The Gilmore Girls.
It was?
Yeah,
yes.
Good job. Okay.
Nice.
All right. Steve, you can bounce back over this one, Megan. What was Tom Cruise's pilot call sign in Top Gun?
Screw.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doug, what do you think? What was Tom Cruise's pilot call sign in Top Gun?
Oh, man. The guy's a maverick.
Maverick. It was the name of the second movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm not a Tom Cruise fan, so.
Oh, me either.
Well, that means you're a good person.
The weird thing is, I don't think anybody is. Yet we still watch his movies for some reason. We're all like, that guy's nobody weird.
But I can't wait to see the new movie.
But I watch it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. He's the biggest star in the world that nobody likes.
Yeah. We're lining up for, Mission Impossible 28.
That does it.
Yeah. That means that, Doug, you are the winner.
I was really disappointed in my wife not knowing that it was terrible etiquette what she was doing the other day.
Okay.
So we're in the car, and my son was with us, so there's several of us in the car. I'm driving, and my wife pulls up the GPS so we can see where we're going, and it's on her phone that is connected to the car.
Okay.
And then, while we're on the drive, she decides that she's just going to go scrolling through Instagram Reels. But the phone's audio is connected to the car.
Oh.
And we're all having to listen to whatever goofy things she's watching.
Like 5
through the
seconds
stereo system. Yeah, 5 seconds later.
Yeah. In little 5 second increments of whatever she's watching.
Have you ever listened to somebody else flipping through TikTok or Instagram and listening to stuff without you're not being able to see it? It's the stupidest thing and so annoying.
It is very frustrating.
It seems okay when you're doing it.
Right.
But when somebody else is doing it, it's very frustrating.
When you can't see it, you're like, okay, there's pigs squealing. There's weird music playing. Somebody doing an impression of,
How long was she doing it for?
It was probably a good 10 to 15 seconds, which felt like hours.
Yeah, that's too long.
But she was totally oblivious that it was bothering you guys
in
the car.
My son and I were looking at her like, what are you doing? Why? How can you consider this acceptable?
It's like when you're watching TV, you can't have just one screen. You can't be watching TV. You're also watching your phone at the same time.
Yeah.
Because we've all become idiots in 2025.
Yeah. My husband does that where I'll be watching a show and he'll start playing something on his phone at full volume.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
right next to me.
Yeah, because I can barely hear it over your TV.
Yeah. I'm like, can you stop? At least turn it down a little bit.
Go to another room.
Yeah. How inconsiderate.
Get a room. You and your phone.
It's a battle.
It is.
I know sometimes my girlfriend Melissa will say, hey, well, I watch this show on Hulu. Okay. So I put it on, and then I look over there, and she's on her phone. And I'm like, you wanted to watch this. I didn't want to watch this.
I'm suffering through this show for you, and you're not watching it.
You're like, can I change it? No, no, you can't.
No.
You can't change it.
So chivalry is not dead.
You're such a hero.
Thank you. Feeling good, like I should. It's a really sweet story about a little boy having his life turned around. A little boy named Jaden was adopted in Ohio. He's 4 years old now, but they adopted him about a year ago.
Mm.
And when he first got adopted, I guess he had some issues. As a child, he went actually into cardiac arrest because of malnutrition.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is kind of a rare thing, but it happened, and it gave him some developmental problems.
Mm.
But he's slowly come around. I guess he's got a personality now. He laughs easily. Mm. He's got more confidence. And I guess it threw the whole family for a loop when they were putting up their Christmas decorations. And Jaden had a big thing to say.
Thank you. You're welcome. I love doing this. This is the best wife.
Really sweet. You didn't hear him catch that. He says, I love doing this. This is the best life.
Oh.
Little four-year-old turning his life around and having a great time.
Oh, gosh. You just, like, my heart melts. I can't even imagine his adopted parents, you know?
Imagine that, yeah.
Something as simple as putting up Christmas
just
decorations.
Just a wonderful little breakthrough like that. That's awesome.
It's fantastic.
This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to WOW in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
Woody and Jim in the morning. Totally hits. 93.3. It's time to play. Did this crazy story happen in
Tennessee
or
Florida?
So that's our task.
Yes.
What do you got for us?
Traditionally, you know, everyone says Florida man is the one who does all the stuff, stupid stuff. But, you know, Tennessee man is not far behind. This is a story about a man who loves chickens. 44-year-old man who raises chickens was outside a bar at like 2:30 in the morning having an argument with several other gentlemen about how many eggs a chicken could lay. And apparently the argument got so heated that he went to his truck and got his gun out and started firing.
Well, I mean, you can't.
As you would.
If somebody's wrong, you can't let that stand. You have to take matters into your own hands.
You have to defend your chicken lore. he was arrested along with the other two guys, and I guess they ran for their lives, ran out into the road and, like, caused accidents and everything like that. So the police had to step in, and they arrested the man, took away his gun, and he has to return, you know, after he posts bail to his chickens.
Oh,
yes.
No.
So the argument over how many eggs chickens could lay, it started with alcohol and ended in gunplay. Did it happen in Tennessee or in Florida?
I'm going to say Tennessee. That sounds like some Appalachian mountain stupidity right
Moonshine
there.
Fuels.
Yeah. Yeah, they were at some saloon.
Somebody having farm folk.
Yeah, with swinging doors.
You're probably right, but I'm just, to be different, I'll say Florida.
Yeah.
Was it Florida or Tennessee?
It was Florida.
No!
Oh, I got it right. I'm always relieved when it's not Tennessee.
Yeah, a little
That's
bit, right?
That's right. Like, this person doesn't live in my zip code.
Yeah. Okay. I don't want to claim that.
We were just tuning in about an hour ago. We were talking about the weird way we pronounce names of towns around here.
Yeah.
That if you're not from around here, you go, what are you people saying? Yeah. And that's, how you endear yourself to a population is calling everyone you people.
Exactly. So, yes, they're weird pronunciations of words they may say differently somewhere else, but that's what it means to live here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You acclimate to the way we say things.
Yeah.
So we've had some comments from Facebook, because we threw that out there, like, you know, which one of these pronunciations drive you crazy, or which did we leave out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have one person, he got kind of a little triggered by it, maybe. Said, if any of these bother you, you're not from here and should assimilate. Embrace the beauty of local dialects as our southern accents are quickly fading.
Oh, lighten up, Francis.
we're on your side.
I don't disagree.
Yeah, we're not disagreeing. We're saying, you know, that, you know, you should say things the way we say them if you want to get along with everyone.
And, like, every state has their things. I'm from Washington. We have weird words.
Every state.
That's right.
State has weird stuff, yeah.
We just acknowledge that they're weird.
Yeah.
And then just, that's how we say them.
Yeah.
Brian says, my wife's name is Selena, but her college professor called her Salina the whole semester. Drove her nuts. That's a town in Tennessee.
It's
Salina.
Even though it's spelled Selena.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's Santa Fe, which is in Murray County.
Right. That one just drives drive me crazy.
Yeah. We call it Santa Fe instead of Santa Fe.
I know. Said like there's two E's, but there's not.
Yeah. So, you know, just have fun with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's helpful, though, so people don't confuse that tiny town of Santa Fe with a New Mexico town.
Yes.
Got to make sure people know what we're talking about.
One of our listeners, Jeremy, says, I don't know how you say things, but I know that you can always tell when they're a weather person on TV is somebody new to the area.
That would be hard.
Yeah. But you know what? You just go to camp for a couple of days and learn how everybody
crash
says
crash course.
Stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when people come to town, they should have, like, especially if you're in the media, they should have you sit down and say, okay, how do you say things here?
I agree.
Right. Yeah.
I agree.
This is buck snort.
Yeah.
Don't laugh when you say it. It's a real place. People call. Yeah.
Bell buckle. It's funny because, you know, people say Murfreesboro instead of Murfreesboro.
Yeah.
But it makes it more confusing when they play basketball in MTSU at the Murphy Center in Murfreesboro.
I know. I'm getting lit up right now.
They're
by
just
people.
Messing with us. Yeah, at that point. They say, you know what would really screw people up? Let's do it this way.
I know.
That's how we do things in Rutherford County. We want to mess up you Yankees when you come down here.
Throw you off balance.
Yeah, that'll show you.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Some sad news to report. Kim Kardashian has failed her California bar exam.
No!
Luckily, she can still be a lawyer on that stupid show. She's
she can act. I'm using air quotes.
Yeah. She can act, pretend to be a lawyer as she's pretending to act.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, they have done another vote, I believe, in the Senate to reopen the government.
Yay.
And now it has to go to Congress.
Right, and they're not showing up till tomorrow.
Was they busy today? What are they?
I guess
they have a doctor's appointment or hair appointment. They can't get that in today.
Mike Johnson had to wash his hair today. Can't make it back. Sorry.
Oh my God. How difficult must they make this?
It's like you've already waited this long. It should be, you know.
You should be ready.
Yeah. Goodness gracious.
Mm.
Well, in sad news, Wendy's is closing.
Really?
Not completely, but they are closing hundreds of locations across the U.S.
That's kind of a surprise.
I know. Ooh. There's 34 in Middle Tennessee alone.
Yeah.
So there's some in Smyrna. I'm just kidding. Smyrna.
Smyrna.
Yeah. Brentwood. There's a couple different locations across Middle Tennessee. But yeah, really sad. Mm. Where am I going to get my 4 for 4s from?
I don't
love
know.
Love a good Wendy's 4 for 4.
Somebody come up with a deal.
Yeah.
Swoop in and save Gina's appetite.
I demand my saucy nugs.
What are you guys doing the rest of the day?
I think I'm going to go to the gym in a little bit. And I don't really know. Kind of nice.
Yeah. Woody?
I pretty much have an open day, too. My girlfriend Melissa is down in Mount Pleasant visiting some folks. So I have a free afternoon. So I may have to nap or watch shows that she wouldn't want to watch.
There you go.
Yep.
Hey, I'll nap and watch wrestling.
I've been told I got to stop and get coffee on the way home because we can't have a lack of coffee in the house.
Oh, yeah, nice.
That's right.
And then the kids and everybody are coming over for dinner and movie tonight.
Yeah.
Nice.
We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits. Totally Nashville, 93.3.